any...
Benito?
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
So I fully agree with what Margie was saying as well. I just want to add to what George was saying a minute ago. I'm assuming that the people who would be doing this are full-time, employees. In our case, I was talking about our news director. And I know that some of the other people doing that broadcast that I spoke to, the elections reporting, there were also PDs or news directors for their station. So all the people that collaborated on a national level to produce that elections programming were all full-time professional folks. What I'm saying is that amongst those people, they had some kind of understanding that all the PDs and or news directors, whatever, were going to collaborate to create this national broadcast, which would be centered in D.C. But when first come to shove and the day of the show, the representative from D.C. gets, 15, 20 minutes in a three-hour broadcast. And the rest of the time was spent with people from the other stations, all of whom happened to be white, who spent the rest of those 3 hours. So what I'm saying is that there is a structural and organizational problem that has to be addressed.
What do you think about my suggestion, Benito?
I want to say that I apologize because I've never heard this before. That was not brought up in the aftermath of the national broadcast that I'm aware of. I want to apologize to people if I sounded like I was speaking out of turn because I'm unaware.
Okay. No, Margie, you have no need to apologize. I'm just clarifying.
Okay, thank you.
What the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and the information I had was about things that had happened long before the present era.
yeah. Okay.
Publicity. There was one way of publicizing our network that I think we can do easily, cost us nothing, and really just requires intention. We did discuss it at the in-person meeting, and it involves making sure that every time you have a guest on the show, that you ask them to publicize the fact that they're going to be on the show to their network.
Yeah.
That it seems like such an easy thing to do, but I'm not sure how much we do that. Mm-hmm. So that you have, a likely audience, because the people are likely to want to come, and B, they become aware of us, and maybe they weren't before. Anybody have any objection to putting that suggestion into the plan? We're already talking about having an email list for the producers, so they can communicate with each other.
That's a great idea.
And we can make that suggestion and remind people about that way essentially, if the program directors are just on board with it, they can do it themselves. They can see to it that people do that consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay, so I don't hear any objection to that. Um, Another let me maybe sort of try to summarize where we're at, and so I hear a consensus that people like the idea of being able to work towards having a national news presence again. John's suggestion that this is kind of key in creating a sort of loyal audience is basically accepted by the group. That the kind of national special events programming we're doing sort of feeds into that in terms of putting us in touch with local organizations, having our ear to the ground, so to speak, as to what's going on in the progressive community that we can sort of play back as news on the air, and also because we need audience right away. We need it, in the short run, if we're going to, develop the resources to actually have that kind of network. So it seems to me it sort of feeds into that, that in order to make any of that work, we need to have a much better presence on social media. John's suggestion was to get volunteers at the various stations, put them all together and put them in contact with each other and handle it that way. I didn't hear any other thoughts about that, and certainly I'm, please chime in if you think how else it might be done, but I think there's a clear sense that it needs to be done, even for this particular event that's coming up. And, John, when exactly is that? What day is that going to be happening, that Million Man March?
October 10th.
October 10th.
Yeah, okay. October 10th. I'm sorry, I didn't remember the date, but I'm glad that...
I hear a sense that we're open to, and I think we should certainly include it, the idea that we have underwriting, but only for progressive nonprofits, basically, people we wouldn't mind sitting down with, people we wouldn't mind having on the air. We give a lot of time to those folks anyway with, PSAs that we do for free. It seems to me, asking them to chip in would not be a bad idea. And what I got from John was that the way to do that is development directors make that part of their job. I know at KPFT we have a development director, and I don't know that she's done much of that. And I don't know that there are development directors at other stations, but the suggestion is you need somebody full-time running around beating the bushes to make that really work.
Yes.
My sense is we should put that into the plan as well.
But just so long as we develop...
Who's coming in, basically. Benito, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying that but with a formula that establishes which type of groups,
Is progressive nonprofit good enough? Is progressive nonprofit good enough from your point of view?
We would have to define what that means.
Well, nonprofits are easy. Progressive is probably the harder part.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah? So what would you think for a mechanism for that?
I would say this. There are also some small businesses which I don't think, I don't see any reason not to get some, I don't know what you want to call it, underwriting, or what's the word we use, the PSW is, I forgot the word.
I like the term community partners.
Okay. Community partners. All I'm saying is we can call it whatever we want to call it, but there has to be a formula that is very clear to everyone as to what the groups we would approach and accept which ones we would not. And I don't know how you do this. The other side of it is that there has to be, we have to do some research to see, you know, let me back up. The great concern, and John spoke to it, is that people feel that, okay, if you accept corporate underwriting, these corporations are going to dictate your editorial policy. Or you're going to, consciously or not, you're going to not want to criticize, for instance, if people were thinking about a possible relationship with the metro, the subway system. And
it's happening again. Somehow you're coming in and coming out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me stand still. The question becomes, how do we ensure that a relationship with such a large organization as the Metro, the Subway, would not that they would try to say something to try to dictate what we can or can't say, but we ourselves self-censure because we don't want to piss off Metro because then they'll take away their contract. So those kind of issues have to get dealt with and have to be dealt with up front, or else folks ain't going to support, you know, this kind of idea.
I have a suggestion about that. We could limit the amount of underwriting we'll accept from anybody.
What do you mean, John?
And John's suggestion also about sort of sticking your toe in, you know, if all you're going to do is say your name, you're not going to pay a lot of money for that. But it's also sort of guarantee that you're going to have, you know, if it actually winds up raising a lot of money, you're going to have a large number of people saying very little. And I must say also, I find even taking away the question of, you know, self-censorship or overt censorship, I don't see that much of the latter happening with progressive nonprofits. But I don't like hearing those commercials. I mean, I was just listening to the local NPR station, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear these long stories about your company and how terrific it is.
I got to the point, George, when I left KUHF, I was gagging each morning when I was here. It was that bad. No, I'm not exaggerating.
So that might be a reason to another reason to put a limit on, you know, what can be said.
Absolutely. I strongly suggest, when I said sticking a toe in, I strongly suggest not even talking about anything except name only partnerships, and call them community partnerships, not underwriting. People that we partner with, you know, that they help us put on special events, they give us a little money, and they get their name thanked on the air, you know, once or twice a day in response. Keep it really, really simple and very short.
You know, we do that all the time at KPFT with, and probably most of the other stations too, when we're in Fund Drive, the local restaurants, and when we have a party, the local beer establishments contribute the beer, and basically all they get out of it is what you just said.
Precisely. And most of them are very happy about that too.
And they're happy about it. It works for them. You know, it's good. It's good public publicity for them. So What do you think? Is there any objection then to sort of moving forward with a sense that we should get into underwriting? It should be only progressive organizations. We should limit what can be said on the air. And I think, Benito, there was more that you wanted to see. We should really somehow limit, and let me know if I didn't get it right. We should also limit somehow our exposure to these organizations. It seems to me if we limit what they can say on the air to, you know, just a name and an address or something like that, or just the name, that we're not going to have a lot of exposure, and the only people who are going to want to do it are the people who we probably want to work with. But what's your sense, Benito? Do we need to do more? Do we need to do something further?
Tony put us that.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
No, I hear the recommendations and the discussion, but I also think we need to get an articulated policy in writing that we can read and work on as a draft. I don't object to the language that you all have discussed, but I think we need to get the language nailed down precisely.
Yes, exactly. Before it goes to anybody else. Yeah, before it goes anyplace else, I would definitely.
Well, somebody should write up a draft or something on the language that we can review it and then go with that. Because
Don, will you do that with me?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll do that.
We'll do it.
So get back to the group with it, yeah.
We'll do it for the next meeting.
Great.
Actually, I'll do it tomorrow and send it to you, George. And then
that'd be great.
Email, so it doesn't have to wait until the next meeting.
This is Margie. I have to get off the call now. Thank you all very much. I really enjoy these meetings. I feel like, unlike what happens in much of my Pacifica communications, we talk about real stuff here and do it in a very collegial way. So goodbye, you all. And I'll
be glad you're here, Margie.
Talk to you next time.
Good night, Margie.
Okay, so my sense is then I will write up a summary of what we've done so far as part of the strategic plan. It'll include the articulation of what do we mean by progressive nonprofit underwriting. And the rest of what we talked about. There was one other idea that came up at the in-person meeting that I wanted to sort of bring up again, because I'm trying it out actually. It was the first thing Steve suggested, which was already existing audiences. People who are leaders in their own community, are seen as that. If you put them on the air, they'll bring their community with them, at least for a while, to hear what they have to say. So these could be special events. What I'm going to do is I actually took his first suggestion. I liked it, which was putting on the editors from some of the local college newspapers and giving them a chance to really talk about whatever they want with somebody there as a moderator, facilitator, with the thought that we might actually find some opening into the university communities, that we might find some young people hearing about Pacifica for the first time because they... They listen to these folks, and they'll come along and they'll listen. I was going to do it for just a few shows, but there's lots of ways you could do that. And what do you think about that as part of what we encourage to have happen in the future as part of a plan to bring in more people and to do. The other thing is, because this is an already existing audience, you might get them quickly. You know, I'm hoping that we'll actually get out of these few shows that we're going to do, maybe four, you know, spread over one a week, something like that, that we will get actually some significant number of people at these universities and colleges. So what's your thinking about that? Does that sound like a good idea? Does it sound like something we should include? Is it some, is there some version of that that you'd like to see or whatever?
I think it's Benito.
I'm sorry, who spoke?
Benito.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say something more about underwriting, but before that, repeat what you just said, because I didn't really understand it.
The idea was to put people on the air who were leaders in their own organization. Excuse me. In some way, and do that, and that they will bring along with them some of the people in their organization to hear what they have to say in the context of a radio show on Pacifica. And in the process of doing that, the people in their organizations or community will become aware of Pacifica. Specifically, I was going to do it with the editors for the campus newspapers in three of the college campuses in Houston. Hopefully to get some people at the University of Houston, for instance, one of them is the editor there, to be aware of KPFT, to just know it exists, you know, for the first time, perhaps. So it's a way of perhaps raising, getting new audiences rather quickly because they're already there and you're bringing in the person who's sort of a key person in their community. Anyway, that was the idea.
Okay, I got it. So I thought that we already agreed to that.
Did we?
Okay. I thought there was a consensus that was part of what we, you know, that I thought there was a consensus that we wanted to bring
in. It's a little different than what we're saying about national special events. For one thing, it's local. For another thing, it isn't so much a special event. I mean, it is for that community. It is, and it is for that group of people. But it's like putting the leadership on the air as a guest, so it's really easy. It's very easy to produce. You don't have to... You know, you don't have to cover a demonstration or whatever. It's just basically having guests on the air who are connected to these communities. Jim had suggested something like that a long time ago in our conversations as well, and I just thought it worth bringing up and emphasizing.
Well, I thought we said at the in-person meeting in Los Angeles, and at least the first couple of, strategic task force meetings, that we wanted to build as a conscious policy. We wanted to make Pacifica useful,
yes,
to the movement, to the local as well as national movement, which to me, at least in my mind, means, and at least the way I interpret it, was that we need to, as a conscious policy, RPD at each of the stations, needs, and the news director, et cetera, as well as members of the LSB, need to be going out to the community to establish those kind of ties and to bring those organizations and their leaders, you know, into the station, and, you know, do and through whatever their, not show, one show, but, you know, cover their issues and their events. So isn't that what, is this?
We have, Benito. This was just a particular case of that.
Yeah, so this is a particular example.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we already have a consensus about that. I think it might be useful to sort of distinguish particular cases. But it is really no different from what you said. It's an example of that. But it's an easy example. I could do it myself. You see.
We just need the next step is to make it a policy of the station and of Pacifica.
Yes. Yes.
And that all the PDs and those directors need to be clear that that's what we are supposed to be about. That's the kind of programming that we're supposed to be putting on the air.
Well, let me say this. At some point, we need to put this in front of the PNB, which is the way to make that happen, or at least the beginning of the way to make it happen. It might be useful to develop buy-in at the local stations beforehand, but probably would be. I'm thinking that we need another draft along the lines that I was speaking about. We need another meeting, and then perhaps after that, actually put it up to the PNB. What do you all think about the timing and the sort of I don't know, strategy of that? I mean, we can decide after we see the next draft, but...
Yeah, we can decide, but also I think, I don't want to monopolize this, but I think that we're not going to get too much attention. The PNB is not going to pay that much attention to what we're doing until after these elections are over. So I think we're talking about December.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
The rest of you about that? Why not? I mean, we've been together for a long time. We've been working on this for a long time. You think we couldn't get an agreement because what
well,
people
I'm
are
not, but there's no reason why we shouldn't try. I'm just saying those are the comments I've heard. So.
Yeah.
But then that was some time ago, so we can try.
Right.
I want to go back to the underwriting thing for a second.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Along with the policy, the draft policy, I'm saying I would think that policy should include or should address the issue of censorship and self-censorship and maybe even self-censorship more than censorship.
Yeah.
But it has to speak to that or else, I think that's the bottom line. Unless we can ease people's concerns that we're going to go down a gutter, they're not going to listen to this. They're not going to consider it. So if we expect folks to even consider the idea of underwriting, we're going to have to speak to that one issue first. And I would think that should be included in the draft in some kind of policy.
Do you have any thoughts about how to do that? How we should say that?
No, but I'll give it some thought.
Okay. I'll get back to you before we put a final draft out to everybody else. Right. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to bring up? Okay, I would like to schedule another meeting. The only time is almost a full month from now. Either Wednesday or Thursday, the last week of October. Is there any objection to the Thursday, the 29th of October?
Indiana, I can't, but don't stop because of me, okay?
Well, how about Wednesday? There might be some virtue in Wednesday since we're not likely to get preempted by the PNB. How about Wednesday the 28th? Is there any objection to that?
We have that governance in KPFT.
We have what?
Governance at KPFT.
Okay. Well, all right. So, unless there's some objection, I hear it right now. I'll schedule it for the 29th.
Isn't there, George, you're saying there's no other date? I would hate to, you know, Adriana has been a part of this group all along.
Don't worry, Benito. Don't worry. That's okay.
Those are the only two dates that are open in a reasonable amount.
You have the 26th. You have the 26th, right? October 26th?
No, it's taken.
Oh, for whom?
Well, it's BAI, Program Director Search Committee. Two
and
sessions.
The PSW Math Committee recently meets.
Okay.
The second and fourth Monday.
Like I said, go ahead. Don't worry.
Okay, so I'm gonna schedule it for the 29th.
Hey, George.
Yes,
George. It's completely up to you, but I'm available. I mean, I've offered and have been encouraged by the powers that be to make myself available as a consultant after the 14th. So, you know, I'll be there in Houston, but if you want me to participate, I'll be more than
happy. Oh, right. We
would be absolutely delighted if you would participate, John.
Sure.
I think we would appreciate that very much. I even forgot that you're supposed to be leaving.
Yep.
Okay, and does the 29th work for you, John?
28th is actually both work, but 28th would be better, but whatever works. And I agree that if you get Adriana in, that would be good too.
Well, we're not going to get Adriana for either day. She chairs the governance, the local governance committee at KPFT.
I do not, but...
But you did?
No, I do not. I'm part of the committee, but I don't chair it. No.
Okay. Did you
have one time? Friday the 30th?
Friday?
I hate to do this, but I'll just throw it out there.
I will not be available on the 30th, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm gonna do it. I'd like to do it on the 28th. It's and we'll let me see about the next. Just a minute.
Well,
I prefer the 29th because I'm scheduling now the 28th for governance. If somebody cares, that's what I'm saying. But that's okay.
So let's do the 29th then. I'll put it on the agenda. Thank you all for. I want to reiterate what Margie said. I enjoy these conversations. They're committed conversations about things that really matter to people, thinking as well as they can, and damn well, I would say, about how do we go forward to kind of create to making the future we want for this network and for this country, for this world.
I'm hoping, George, you can recruit and encourage some more participants too. It'd be nice. I mean,
I invite people to contribute, and mostly. But they don't. Anybody have any suggestions about that? I mean,
Michael Nowak, he was on the call.
He's with us. I don't know why he's not here tonight, but he is certainly committed to the process. I have no doubt about that. Members of the PNB, I don't know where they're on. They are. I don't know where they're at with this. I would certainly like to have them weigh in now as we're putting things together, rather than, you know, later on with objections. I don't quite know how to make it happen.
George, correct me if I'm mistaken, but didn't you early on in this group have Steve Brown's involvement?
Yeah, he's sort of dropped out. I don't know why.
He's got very, very, you know, very fertile imagination, a lot of good ideas.
He does. And I'm delighted if he comes back. Maybe I'll make a special invitation.
Twist his arm.
Maybe I'll just call everybody, invite them, and have a conversation about where they want to go. It's a lot of time. But, I mean, I suppose we could do that. I could do that anyway.
And Michael Novick.
Yeah, as I say, I'm pretty sure Michael will be here with us. I know he's down with what we're doing, and I don't know why he's not here today. But he's the one who sent me the contact information for the four people that I called who I didn't know. I think he'll be there. Anyway, anybody got any other suggestions about how to sort of engage more of the board and have them really share their thinking and where are you at and so on with us?
Have a door prize at the end of the meeting.
John, that's so crass. we do it all the time on the air, but even so.
I think maybe once we have a draft document and a draft policy on underwriting, I think that itself, both of those things will stimulate some interest.
Okay, I think you're right. I'm about ready to adjourn the meeting, unless anybody got something else they want to say.
No, I'll send you something. Start with some language on the community partnership stuff piece. Send it to you tomorrow, George.
Great, thank you, John.
Sure.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Have a good evening, everyone.